Welcome to Issue 32, Term 1, 2025 of Magazine.T4L. This is the School Administrative and Support Staff Tech Guide 2025. On the cover, we have a photo of three school admin staff in the office, and this is a New South Wales Government publication. Turning to page 2, we have our welcome from Linda Lazenby, the Director of Technology Enablement, Schools and Skills. Linda says, "Our school and administrative and support staff, SAS, are vital, providing significant support to ensure that our schools run efficiently. On top of the many administrative tasks, the welcoming smile at school's front office often results in our learners and their families feeling cared for and part of their school community. We want to support you in making your task with technology a little easier. This guide has been put together to help save you time, get the most out of platforms you use every day, and streamline your tasks. We know how dynamic your roles are and hope that this guide gets you off to the best start to the school year. Thank you for all you do." Photo of Linda Lazenby. And we also have a call out saying thanks to the staff at John Palmer Public School for appearing in this issue. On the lower half of this page, we have a photo of the school admin staff from John Palmer Public School. And we have a call out box saying, "Join the conversation and share ideas on our Teams channel specifically for SAS staff. Check in regularly for links to professional learning, webinars, latest information tailored just for you." There's a link to that team. We also have the acknowledgement of country. This magazine is created on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. And next to this, we have the artwork by A. Farden. We also have a shout out to our editorial director, Linda Lazenby, the editor, Yvette Poshoglian, and designer, Anne Ha. Over to page 3. We meet Shari and Jade from John Palmer Public School. T4L recently met the powerhouse administrative team at John Palmer Public School in Northwest Sydney. Two of the team, Shari and Jade, were kind enough to chat to us at the busy beginning of the term. On the left column of the page, we have a photo of Shari Oliver, the School Administration Officer, SAO. T4L asks, "How long have you been at John Palmer?" Shari says, "I've been at John Palmer since it opened in 2008 and have watched the school grow and thrive. I came from the preschool sector. All the staff get on really well, and we're proud of that." "It's a busy start to term one," Shari says. "Right now, I'm working on enrolments, which are still coming in. Our tech processes streamline this workflow, and we collaborate on documents to make sure that they are enrolled in the system and live for their first day." Next question from T4L. "And what's your advice to someone starting out in new administrative team or afraid to ask about tech?" Shari replies, "I've definitely learned along the way, so my biggest piece of advice is just ask. Ask as many times as you need to. That's what we're here for. Feel free to write down or have a go yourself. Definitely ask questions." On the right-hand column of this page, we hear from Jade Kelly, the business manager, BM. T4L asks, "Tell us about your time at John Palmer." Jade says, "I began here as School Learning Support Officer, an SLSO, and also worked in early intervention. It was challenging but rewarding. I got to know the school right through volunteering before moving into the School Administrative Manager role, the SAM, and now as Business Manager." The next question, "What's important to your team?" Jade replies, "Communication is everything in our team. We all have our set tasks that we feel confident in, and teachers know they can approach us about. We use Microsoft Teams to collaborate, as well as other software like Central for student record keeping." T4L asks, "What are your tech goals for the office this year?" Jade's reply is that we're working on streamlining things even further, particularly communication methods to parents. "One of our biggest achievements last year was building a digital archive and moving all our pupil record cards online. EduChat has also been a great help so far. We get so many requests from parents. It's just been great to have this resource." And at the bottom of this page, we have a photo of Jade in the office. Pages 4 and 5 is a double page spread of My Essentials. On these two pages, we have a screenshot of the staff portal with call out boxes highlighting key features. The first is Manage My Essentials. This menu on the left is your management tool. From here, you can manage your contact details and also access the department's app store and add new tools to your essentials. Then we have the Add New Essential button. Your favourite apps can be added to your essentials, so you can easily find them at the top of your portal. On the top right of the portal, we have the call out with the pencil to remove or rearrange your essentials. There is also a video on page 4, which you can watch the walkthrough video on how to navigate the portal. And there's an image of a smiling admin staff. On the bottom of page 5, we have links to connect with your department tools easily from the portal. The first link is find your Microsoft 365 suite via the app. The second link is find your Google tools on Google Workspace. And the third link is explore Canva for education via single sign-on through the portal. Over to page 6 and 7, we have another double page spread about Microsoft 365. On page 6, the first section we see is a video on how do I access Microsoft 365. You can access Microsoft 365 through the staff portal. Add it to your My Essentials for quick access on any device. And there is a link where you can watch the video from the magazine. The next call out is to streamline your work with these time-saving Microsoft tools. You can explore the T4L Microsoft 365 page where you will find video resources on how to use the tools. And there's a link to the website from there. The last section on page 6 is to get your files in order. OneDrive is your one-stop shop for file saving and sharing across the office and school. Watch our suite of videos covering everything from moving your data locally on a USB stick to OneDrive, to configuring the sync client and sharing folders and files with relevant permissions. And there's a link to watch the videos. Over to page 7, there are 4 sections. The first one is on Teams and SharePoint. Teams in Microsoft 365 provides access to all your favourite apps in the one location. Files and folders that need to be accessed by multiple people can be easily stored in a team, with channels created based on different levels of organisation. This allows staff to work collaboratively and have peace of mind with version history. You can sync your Teams files to your computer for easy access and use the desktop apps for editing. Make the most of Teams chat and channel conversations to enhance your communication in your school. There's a link here to go to Teams in Microsoft 365. The next section is forms. Do you want to save time when collating information from a survey to your school community or teaching staff? Microsoft Forms can help you do this by digitizing your surveys and collating the data in one location. You can invite others to respond to your form, see real-time results as they're submitted, use built-in analytics to evaluate responses, and export results to Excel for additional analysis. Tip: you don't have to ask people to type in their name and email. You can ask the form to capture that for you. And there is a link to Microsoft Forms from here. The third section is OneDrive. Are you saving personal files to OneDrive? Share, upload, and sync your files to the cloud where you can access them on multiple devices. You can easily move files between OneDrive and Teams and SharePoint, depending on where you want to manage or house certain documents and projects. You can even download the OneDrive app to easily digitize paper documents into PDFs. And there is a link to OneDrive from here. The final section on page 7 is OneNote. Is your school working with OneNote? This digital note-taking app provides a single place for keeping all your SAS team notes, workflows, plans, and logistics in one place. The beauty of it is in the filing. Easily bookmark your files for easy access to current or future projects. Create it in a Microsoft team to make it a collaborative space, allowing multiple staff to work together in real time and annotate as you go. Pages 8 and 9 is a double page spread about Google Workspace. Google Workspace is available in the office and can really boost administration efficiency. With applications like Google Drive, Docs, Sheets, and Chat, you can streamline your communication, collaboration, and documentation processes. Streamline your workflow and communication and data management among staff. Google Workspace in schools can create an agile environment supporting administrative tasks and student engagement. The first section on page 8 is how do I access Google Workspace? You can access Google Workspace through the staff portal. Access to Google Workspace uses your department Google account and is usually the following format. Sometimes you might have a different number at the end of your name. The format is firstname.lastname@education.newsouthwales.gov.au. And below this, we have a video on how to access your Google Workspace. Next on the page is a heading saying great starter resources for teaching with Google tools. The T4L Google Resources page is your one-stop shop to explore video resources on using these tools. And there is a link to the T4L website page. Below this, there's a heading, File Storage and Organization Hack. Get the most out of your school's Google Drive with this range of video resources. Navigate the Google Drive and understand the functionality and purpose of each tab and section. Then dive deeper into effective file management with establishing naming conventions and folder rules. Learn how to securely and efficiently share your data from Google Drive with others. And there's a link to the video resources. On this double page spread, we also have two photos of admin staff collaborating and working together on their laptops. On page 9, there are 6 sections about the Google resources. The first section is Google Docs. Collaborating in Google Docs makes creating templates and updating existing files easier. As with all the Google Workspace features, you can work together on documents seamlessly, enhancing communication and feedback and speeding up essential tasks. And there is a link to Google Docs. Next we have Drive. Google Drive serves as a central location where documents, forms and reports can be easily stored and shared, ensuring that all staff have access to the latest information. Its secure cloud storage allows administration and teaching staff to organise and access materials from anywhere. There's a link to Google Drive. Next on the page is Sheets. Create spreadsheet magic with Google Sheets. It's fantastic for collaborative work as it allows multiple users to edit documents in real time. This could make data management in the office more efficient and streamlined. And there is a link to the Google Sheets. Next up, we have Chat. Google Chat provides school staff with a streamlined communication platform that combines instant messaging, video, and file sharing. This tool boosts collaboration and smoothly connects with other Google applications. You can distribute announcements, resources, and updates from a centralized hub. And there is a link to the Google Chat. Then we have Forms. Google Forms are great for surveys, gathering feedback, and even student registrations. Automate your data collection and analysis with Forms. It integrates seamlessly with other MS tools like Sheets. Tip, you don't need to type in names and email addresses. Ask the Forms to capture it for you. There is a link to Google Forms. And finally, on page 9, we have Sites. Create custom sites for your school or even particular events with Google Sites. Create a site with ease while integrating other Google tools and products into your site. Publishing and sharing with the school office or community is a breeze. And there is a link going off to Google Sites. Page 10 is all about exploring Outlook. All New South Wales Department of Education staff use Microsoft Outlook. Email addresses for all staff and students in your school can be found in the Global Address Book or through the staff directory on the staff portal. As well as email, Outlook can be used to set up meetings with colleagues. You can access Outlook via the Microsoft 365 app in your portal or have it added as an app to your computer. Below this is a screenshot of the Microsoft Outlook interface. And underneath this, we have 4 links for additional resources. There's a heading, Watch our T4L resources on using Outlook and getting the most out of it. The first link is navigating your staff email. The second is getting to know your email. The third is doing more with email. And the fourth resource is exploring your calendar and contacts. Over to page 11, the heading is keyboard shortcuts. Use these keyboard shortcuts to make your task faster and easier. At the top of this page, we have a photo of the admin staff using the computer. And this page is set into 2 columns. On the left, we have Windows shortcuts. If you need to copy, use Control and C. For paste, Control V. Print, Control P. Undo, Control Z. Select all, Control A. Save, Control S. If you need to bold text, Control B. For italics, Control I. And to underline text, Control U. If you'd like to take a screenshot, use the window key, Shift and S. When using Mac shortcuts for copy, you press Command C. For paste, Command V. For print, Command P. Undo, Command Z. Select all, Command A. To save, Command S. To bold text, Command B. For italics, Command I. To underline text, Command U. And to take a screenshot, Command, Shift and 4. Turning over to pages 12 and 13, we have a double page spread about Canva for Education. Canva is a user-friendly graphic design platform that empowers anyone to create stunning visual content with Canva for Education. New South Wales Department of Education staff and students gain access to premium features for free, accessible via single sign-on. For the best experience, log in through the Canva Essentials tile on the staff portal. Below this, there's a heading Canva Foundations. Check out the T4L video series for a deeper dive into skill-based modules. Visit Canva's Design School, where you can explore courses designed to enhance your creative skills. There is a link to watch the video and a link to go to the website. At the top of this spread is a screenshot of the Canva landing page. And here we see a few highlighted key features to draw your attention to. The first one is templates. Within templates, access the education section for curated content. Below that, on the left-hand side of the screenshot, is brand. Incorporate your school's logos and colours into your design with the brand kits. At the top of the Canva website, there is a search bar. You can simply search for whatever educational template you desire. At the top right is your profile, and there you can see the name and the school that you're working in. There is a list of headings in Canva, and we've highlighted the education topic, where you can explore all education-specific templates for lots of great ideas. Below this, there's also three links where you can have quick access to some of Canva's magic tools. On the bottom of this double page spread, we have a few more resources and links to draw your attention to. The first is Bulk Create. The Bulk Create feature enables you to produce multiple versions of a design at once, perfect for certificates and customized documents. Next, we have Brand Kits. With Brand Kits, you can maintain your school's branding by saving logos, colors, and fonts to use consistently across all designs. And thirdly, we have public view links. Public view links lets you share updates, newsletters, or announcements with parents and the wider school community in just one click. At the bottom of page 13, there are four sections with links to help you learn more. The first is creating a newsletter, and you can see a preview of this page, and you can click through to the link. Next, we have create bulk certificates, and again, there's a preview of what it looks like and the link. Then we have social media for your school with a preview and a link. And lastly, we have video editing, when you can have a preview of what it looks like and you can link through to find out more. Over to page 14, where we focus on community. There are two headings. The first is join the T4L team's SaaS community. Did you know there's a channel of chat just for you? The T4L team's community SaaS channel is full of great resources and quick tips, information on upcoming events and professional learning, and tech tools and platforms. You can share ideas and join the community now. And there's a link to join the T4L SaaS community on Teams today. The next heading is Viva Engage. This is the department's professional networking platform. Connect with colleagues to share ideas, have questions answered, and keep in touch with opportunities for professional learning. There's a link to visit the Learning Centre, where you can connect with different groups on Viva Engage, including business managers, SAMs, SAOs, and more. Below this are two more links, one to join the SaaS community, and one to join the SAMS and aspiring SAMS community. On this page, we also have three images of various admin staff collaborating and learning together. Over to page 15, it's all about professional development. The first section, we're talking about mandatory training in 2025 from day one. Starting from January 2025, all new SaaS will complete the newly designed commencement mandatory training courses. There are four courses to complete day one, with additional four courses to complete over your first 12 months of employment. With less mandatory training to do on day one, you can jump straight into your role and start making a difference at the department to make a positive impact on our students. Once all eight commencement mandatory training courses are completed and you're in your second year of employment, you'll move on to the annual competency check, the ACC framework, which is one course a year and takes less than 60 minutes to complete. Bottom half of page 15, on the left column, we have MyPL. MyPL, My Professional Learning, is the department's home of professional learning and mandatory training. On your first school development days, you will likely complete online modules together with colleagues, such as child protection awareness training, anaphylaxis, and more. Take a beginner course to get acquainted with MyPL. Below this, we have two links. The first is find MyPL on the portal, and the second link is to enrol in a beginner's guide to MyPL. Above this, we have a screenshot of what the Welcome to MyPL page looks like. The right-hand column is about digital PDP. Focus on your progress, not the paperwork, with the digital PDP, Performance and Development Plan. As you move through the annual performance and development cycle, the digital PDP will make it easier to set goals, connect with your supervisor, upload documentation, and reflect on your progress. Align your learning and development with your goals and easily share your progress with multiple supervisors. There's a link to find the digital PDP tile in your staff portal to get started. And above this section, there is a screenshot of what the PDP looks like in the staff portal. Turning over to page 16, which is the last page in this issue, it's all about your learning journey. This is broken up into six sections with links to take you to learning journey resources. The first section is induction for NTS. This induction program is for all school-based non-teaching staff, NTS, new to the Department of Education, and is designed to complement your on-site school induction and requisite mandatory training. There's a link to find out more. Then we have strong foundations. Have you ever wondered what exactly your role entails and how to get better at it? How to build your toolkit of useful resources, hints and tips. This program is designed to equip all classifications of non-teaching staff in schools to perform their roles. And again, there's a link. Thirdly, we have development programs for SAMs. This program is designed to provide you with the essential skills and knowledge needed to excel in your role as a school administrative manager. Workshops cover topics such as leading your team, effective time management, and navigating your learning opportunities. And again, there's a link to find out more. Then we have Empowering Your SLSOs. This program is designed to provide you with the essential skills and knowledge needed to excel in your role as a school learning support officer. Our workshops will cover some of the most important elements needed in your role. Again, there's a link to find out more. Then we have School Development Day. Check here for a schedule of professional learning events offered on School Development Days. There are plenty of new events added all the time to support you from day one. And lastly, we have the Learning Cafe. This series of weekly learning and discussion sessions is for both non-teaching staff, NTS, and education support staff, ESS, previously corporate. And there's a link to find out more. Each of these sections have images accompanying them with our staff on their learning journeys. And that's a wrap on issue 32, the SAS Tech Guide 2025.